Ladies and gentlemen, welcome or welcome back to Idol Talk. It's welcome. Your boy, and I'm with the kid, Fabian. Fabian, say hello.
Hello.
What's up, Fabian? Let's talk about gym.
Let's do gym.
Talk about the gym, Fabian.
Let's do gym.
Fabian is working on improving his bench press.
Trying to
increase my PR. And I've been helping him along the way, or trying to. Mm-hmm. You know, one can only help someone so much. Mm-hmm. But we've been working. This is our second time. Doing heavy heavy bench.
Yep.
And then probably in a few more weeks, we'll do it again.
Yep.
But we've been kind of tweaking little small parts of your form. Mm-hmm. I learned today that you don't use your legs for shit.
I do. Now just not properly.
But before, you weren't getting good leg drive throughout. Mm-hmm. And even today, when you were having to deal with the heavy weight, mm-hmm. and we started fixing
which, by the way,
your
you lied
drive,
to me.
You can't do math. That's not on me. That's not on me, big dog. If you can't count, don't blame me.
He'd be lying to me, bro.
He'd be like, how much is this?
He'd be
185, and then I put 190 on the bar, and he didn't even count it. And you know what's funny? You put the clamps on, too, and I'm like, shit, he's going to see the weight.
I did see the weight, bitch, but
you didn't say anything.
I trust you.
I know. So you should trust me, but when I don't tell you the weight.
I was like, damn, this shit is weight. I was like, damn. He was like, this is 185. I was like, I'll be pushing 185. Why the fuck this? Oh, this shit feels so heavy.
But you got it done.
I did, I appreciate
eventually.
It.
Eventually. We took a few times.
It did take us a few times to get it up eventually, but I got it up.
You got it up.
Yeah.
We stayed up.
I hurt like a bitch, though.
He's like, I can't do it. We're like, this, can't do it. I lost control here, da-da-da. Then we tweaked, and then you got it.
But I was re-racking easy.
You were. You were unracking and re-racking pretty easy.
But you want to know why? Because every time I thought it was less weight than what the fuck you were telling me. If you would have told me what it was, I would have been like, yo, help me. Nah. I would have been like, yo, help me every time.
See, I told you.
But because you didn't tell me, I didn't
And you
didn't
were
ask.
Like, earlier, you were like, you wanted to jump from 195 to 205.
No. I said, if I'm trying to hit a PR today, mm-hmm. my PR would be 205. Uh-huh. I was like, but I don't think I could do it.
But you never hit 200?
No,
you
I
were telling
never tried.
Me that somebody told you
don't even try 200.
The 10 pounds.
Yeah, someone told me don't even try 200.
Yeah, but I gave
to
you
just skip
180. I told you it was 185, and I put 190 in the bar, and you definitely noticed the 5 pound change.
Yeah,
so I think it's important to hit that 5 pound. You know, and get the small wins, especially if you're climbing to a PR. I think mm-hmm. you need to get a bunch of small wins under your belt. Feel confident, especially on days where you don't hit anything you were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of reset, reload,
yep.
get a small victory,
for sure.
and then move forward. But yeah, I see you're making improvements.
Thank you.
I see it. I see the vision. And when we put on 135 for you to do burnout reps, you were pumped.
I was.
You were like Johnny Bravo. Like, I'm him. You were like flexing, but without even flexing.
I was.
That's how
flexing.
Fucking pumped you were.
Yeah.
Like when you were like unracking, like.
Just say I was sexy,
you
then.
You were pumped, bro.
Just
you
say I'm
pumped.
Sexy, bro. Just
no.
say it.
Never.
Just feed my ego. Tell
feed
me
your
I'm
ego.
Sexy,
no,
baby.
You got plenty of people that
whoa,
are
whoa,
that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why
this
you be doing
man,
that? I don't know what he's talking about.
Zoom in on me. It's a slut.
I am not. I am not.
You
he's
think
lying.
You're the only one? He probably told you otherwise.
Nando, you lied out your ass. That's crazy. I am not.
Bro. Is a whore.
He lying, bro. I swear on my mom's he's lying, bro.
That's
on my mom's he's lying, bro.
On your mom's
he's lying, bro. It's crazy. I'm not a slut.
Bro, I'm gonna start name dropping. Ready? 3.
You,
2. I'm gonna start name dropping for real.
Go ahead. Name drop.
You lucky I can't remember names.
Cause there's no one. He lying. I'm not a slut. Unless you want me to be one.
Hey, see?
I'm kidding though.
Yo, he's a whore.
I'm kidding.
If you ever been in his DMs, just know you're not the only one.
He's lying, bro. I swear to God.
I'm
not a whore.
On International Women's Month, too? You going to do that to these girls?
That's crazy.
You going to really?
I'm not.
Just jump from boom, boom to boom,
not.
Boom.
I'm
boom,
literally
boom.
Not. I don't get none. Zero.
Zero.
Nothing.
That's crazy. Everybody that ever fucked with Fabian, comment that down below. Drop an emoji.
You're not gonna get one comment.
Drop a number emoji from 1 to 10 on how it was. Let us know.
You're not gonna get any.
Imagine people do comment. That would be funny.
You're not gonna get any fucking numbers.
I'm gonna post it.
You're not gonna get no numbers.
No numbers.
It's not happening. I'm telling you, nobody.
That's crazy. If you fucked with Fabian in 2024, comment down below.
2024 is crazy.
No one. Recently. In the last 3 months and 10 days.
No one. You ain't gonna get zero. Comments. Zero comments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is up to you. Up to you to show out for your boy. Imagine.
Not zero comments.
Zero comments. No, even worse, like two comments.
Zero.
Zero.
I'm telling you, you're not gonna get one.
So you're not a whore?
I'm not a whore.
That's crazy.
I don't think I am.
I think you a slut.
I'm telling you, I'm not, bro.
You're not a slut?
I just look like one, but I'm not one.
You know what's so funny?
What?
You know, in Fairly Odd Parents,
mm-hmm.
Cosmo and Wanda.
Juandissimo?
You know Wanda's ex, Juandissimo?
Yep.
Somebody posted on Twitter, it was like, is this guy a mask or a bottom? Right? No, a twink or a mask. So, like, in, like,
mm-hmm.
LGBT terms, I guess.
It's Isn't a twink a really skinny kid?
No, a twink is, like a little, like I don't want
to... Isn't, like, Timothée Chalamet considered a twink?
Maybe.
And Juandissimo wasn't twinky. Wasn't
so they were like, is he a mask or a twink?
Isn't he like super ripped, apparently? Yeah, if I remember correctly, so he was.
Mask. Yeah, so a mask, right? Or like a masculine like mm-hmm. gay guy. And then somebody said, none, he's Dominican.
Yes, I'm not going to front. Juandissimo is the most stereotypical Dominican I've ever seen in a show. He's yeah,
Dominican.
He's
fairy,
so
bro.
Hispanic, it's insane.
That shit is hilarious.
He wears a tight clothes. He be... Juandissimo, the Dominican icon, bro. I didn't even realize.
So that was hilarious, and I wanted to share that with you today. So if you're any fairy, you'd be Juandissimo.
I fuck with him. Actually, no, I don't really like his character, but I like his fit and I like his colors. He uses purple.
He is purple.
And then after the gym, we went to Sandwichitos again.
Facts.
Sandwichitos. What we giving Sandwichitos this time around?
This time.
What you thinking? Experience-wise? We saw a roach. We
saw a big-ass roach. Oh,
big, and I thought it was one of them, like, no joke, like them like fake ones that fake people buy at prank roaches? Stores. Yeah. I was like, this got to be fake, right? And I started, like, stomping near it, and it started moving. I was like, there's no way.
Fast.
No, it was slow. Like, it was a roach that was, like, old. I don't know what was going on.
I don't know where it went.
So,
it disappeared.
Shout out Sandwichitos. Clean whatever that roach was having. I don't know what was going on with that.
Nah, now you're giving a shout-out.
Fix that roach situation.
About the bad shit that they had going on.
But the food
on.
Was fantastic.
Food was good.
Food I is mean, always good.
If the dining room is like that, I wonder what the kitchen is.
I don't want
to. No, we need Gordon Ramsay to pull up
Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares, they ask. Let's see what happens. Give me the tea. Give me the drama. Which one of them is Dominican? The wife or the
husband? Husband. The husband is Dominican.
So he probably calm. Probably calm.
He'd be all right.
Yeah. But I like the sandwich I got. I'm still kind of full
from it.
You
got a cheesy bird, right?
I got a cheesy bird. So it was chopped chicken, jalapenos,
mm-hmm.
caramelized onions, mm-hmm. and a cheese sauce.
Mm.
So the jalapenos made the cheese sauce pretty spicy, which was pretty good.
Yes.
And I was telling Fabian, I was like, yo, they need to put this sauce with this chicken.
On the tots.
On the tots. Give loaded me some tots. Loaded tots, please.
I agree.
That'll be fucking fire.
I agree. They should put that on the menu.
And you had a four cheese grilled cheese?
Very good. If I had it, nitpick, put a sauce on it.
Put a sauce. You're talking about like a creamy chipotle sauce.
Anything. I think that would be the best sauce to put on that type of sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But anything, dog. It is way too dry. It's like
I wonder how and avocado I love, would be.
I'm
on there.
Such a dairy dude. I love cheese. I love you cheese a so much. Boy? And it has Dominican cheese. Dominican cheese is super salty. It's a very salty cheese, especially after you fry it.
Yeah.
You need a sauce to break down that mm-hmm. that salt.
It was pretty good, though.
It is. It was fantastic.
I mean, I had just the one piece you gave me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, it was manageable. But mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine eating a whole sandwich.
After, like, the third piece I had, I was like, I can't do this, bro. I need a sauce or something.
You were dipping it in
I was dipping it in the cheese sauce just for something.
So you had a five cheese sandwich.
I had a
sandwich.
Five cheese sandwich, yep.
Which is hilarious.
It was good, though.
But it was good.
I'm going to probably shit my brains out later.
Yeah, me too.
I'm lactose intolerant, but I don't listen to my body because I like cheese.
Never.
So
I'm gonna give my sandwich 8.5. Calm. Calm
8.5. I'm gonna give mine a 7. I'll give you 2 more points. You add some sauce on that.
Nah, mine was good. Like the chicken.
I think
was
mine
good.
Was really good.
I was eating the fuck out of those onions and the jalapenos, which I never do.
I don't like onions, but I
never
fuck with jalapeno.
Do. But I was eating it, and like it's not like I tasted it. I think it was just so tender that you just chewed it and you didn't even notice the flavor. You noticed the flavor in the cheese
yeah,
sauce.
Yes, yes.
More than in itself.
In the texture.
Itself.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. So
for sure.
It just felt like I was just chewing chicken.
Chicken,
and
yeah.
cheese sauce.
It was good, though.
Which was good. That was my biggest concern. You were like,
tots are still 10 out of 10. I'm going to be real with you. I haven't had tots better than them. They have no one has made tots crispier, and I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I've ordered through Uber Eats. The tots are still that fucking crispy on Uber Eats. I don't know what they're doing, what oil they using, what frozen tots they using. I don't know.
They dropping it, but themselves. That shit
is good, dog.
They dropping it to your crib themselves. They're like,
I don't know why.
Quality assurance.
I think the tots are always 10 out of 10s.
And then we went to the vitamin shop.
Yes, sir.
Our favorite place ever. We picked up some energy drinks.
For next week.
For next week's March craziness bracket that we that we got going.
The thing is that, you know what's going to know? Because we used March Madness for the first episode.
You know what?
Then we said March Madness again during the bar one. Yeah, and then mid-bar one, you're like, we shouldn't use March Madness. And now we're using March craziness. No, okay.
I said March Madness like bracket. I just needed the people to be aware of the style and format we were following. But now we're going to call it March Craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it's a term like the Super Bowl. If you use it, you're getting sued.
That's why we say...
The big game.
The Duper Bowl.
The Duper Bowl. The Doopy Doopy Bowl. So yeah. So we got some energy drinks for that. Yes. We were like, it's not a good idea to do all the brackets in one day for energy drinks.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep.
Nope, you would be up all day and all night. So somebody slide in his DMs to fix
Stop
that.
Stop with this DM shit, bro. Oh my God.
I'm just trying to help out my boy.
I don't need people. Please, so you get, don't slide. So no, you, so you I don't want. I don't like people. Stay away from me.
I remember you were like, why are you talking to people in the gym?
Yeah, exactly. Stay away from, I don't like people.
So yeah, so we're going to do that. That's mm-hmm. something we're going to work on. I'm have to get this... that first mini out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got shit to do, Fabian. See what you be making me do? Making me do work.
I got to teach you how to box.
You got to teach me how to box?
Mm-hmm. And jump rope. Hey,
I'm not coordinating guys, for jump rope.
Guys, hello.
Hello,
Megan. In the comments, tell this motherfucker to do core with me. Every time we go to the gym, he skips core. See, no. But he won't do it with me.
How many times did you go to the gym this week?
I went to the gym 5 times this week.
This is my 7th time. We're recording on a Sunday. So I come here for the benefit of you. I'm like, let's work on bench.
You want me to go more days? I'll go more days.
Go more days.
I'll go more days. I got you. So the next week, by Sunday, Sunday will be my 7th day at the gym.
Good. Let's see. Are we even meeting up next week?
We might be.
Is that confirmed?
Probably.
I mean, if we don't,
most likely
that mini is not going to come out in time. The second one.
It will.
That's the life of trying to sync schedules
as a 2 grown adults who have jobs.
Well, I never work on Sunday. I don't know what that's the case about you.
I don't.
You don't work on Sundays either.
I do work, but not work.
Not work?
I work other places.
What you be doing?
I train people.
That's not work.
Which I get paid for it.
That's not work. You love it for the game. Love it the game.
Yep. Passion. That's what it is.
Passionate guy. On Passion. Sundays?
Yeah.
Is that what you did last Sunday?
No, last Sunday I had like a plan.
Oh.
I was with my... Don't worry about what the fuck I was doing.
Slut.
I was with my cousin.
Slut. Oh, okay. Normal shit.
This is my cousin, bro. What
I
you
didn't know.
Mean?
I didn't know what you was doing.
I was hanging out with family.
Okay. All right. So, went to Vitamin Shop. Then, went to GNC.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up some stuff for our MRE. March Craziness already, bracket. Already That's already done.
Done.
Cooked. I'm pretty full from that, too, I think.
Dude, I'm so full.
I didn't want the winner to win, but they did. And
you were actively going against it?
No, I just felt like it was too easy for it to win. You know? It was like
it was like
clearly the most dominant team.
That's like putting your best fighter out and then be like, damn, he shouldn't have won. I really wanted the guy who I didn't think was a good fighter to win.
I know, but I was rooting for the other flavors. I was hoping that one of them could just be just that much better to be the clear favorite.
I was rooting for the one I liked.
It's like if the one seed of the whole tournament just won the whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. But what if the one seed is the guy that you specifically like?
Yeah, but nobody really wants the one seed to win it all. You know, everybody wants somebody, like, they want a success story. They want, like, a shock, a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, like, the 2, maybe. Or, like, the 16th, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants, you know, something.
It's like in Cars.
Yeah, they don't want it to be...
When you wanted Lightning McQueen to win, but then when he didn't win...
You were like, whoa.
You're like, wait a minute.
Hold up, who cooked in here?
Yeah, literally, you're like, wait a minute. Whoa. Lightning McQueen sacrificed his first place trophy to be a better person? That's a minute.
Cool. Character development?
Character development?
What? That's crazy.
So I get it. I get it.
Exactly. So, but that was the clear favorite, and it won. And it did.
And I still think it is the best.
And you guys should go try that out.
There's your hint.
We were going to do protein drinks, I think, but I think that's just too much to fucking try to figure out.
Getting
protein drinks.
We could. Opening them. But I think. Beep, 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 beep. I think I know which would win. It's either
really?
I think it's either this or like the Fairlife chocolate or strawberry one.
No, but I was gonna just bring random ones and just fucking close
around. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess I could close my eyes here. You wouldn't even tell if they're open. Can you tell if my eyes are open?
Not if I don't look behind them.
Cheater.
No.
He's cheating. So yeah, we went to the gym. Had a sandwich.
Yep.
Vitamin Shop.
Yep.
GNC.
Yep.
And there was something I wanted to bring up to you and I forgot.
What is it?
I just told you I forgot. What do you mean, what is it?
I thought maybe if I said, what is it?
What is it?
Rack that head of yours. Be like, ooh, I got it.
What did I want to talk about? Oh, you want to know what's crazy? That's what? Not like related to what I want to talk about. So I was texting this girl just now.
Okay.
And she was like, are you watching a movie today? And I was like, how did you know that I was? Because I told you earlier,
you're gonna taking
my mom to go watch Kung Fu Panda 4.
Because I heard no one liked it.
Shut the fuck up. No. I heard Mr. Beast got one line in it, and people are hating. Yeah, he's one of the little,
oh, that's cool.
Little panda guy. he only has one line, and people hate him for the line. Apparently,
is that bad of a line?
I don't know. I guess it's just cool to hate on Mr. Beast.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I could kind of see why we're all sick of him by now.
Yeah, I would be too.
It's giving like, what are you trying to overcompensate for?
Hmm.
Epstein Island guy? Who knows.
I don't like.
He's probably a good kid.
I don't like who they chose to like lead this film besides Jack Black.
Oh, who did they choose?
Awkwafina.
Who's Awkwafina? The water bottle?
No, bitch.
The water bottle company. There's no way you're pronouncing that right.
No,
Awkwafina is the water bottle company.
I promise you, her name is Awkwafina.
Awkwafina.
She's the Asian lady who pretends to be black. You've seen her.
I probably have seen.
She's in Shang-Chi.
I didn't watch Shang-Chi.
What? She's like the best friend in Shang-Chi.
Is she fat?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else.
She's like kind of skinny. Yeah, I think she was in one of the other Disney films, Raya and the Last Dragon. Mm-hmm. She plays the dragon in it.
Hmm.
Also didn't like her in that. Her voice is too distinct where I cannot separate the character from
the actor. So what you're saying is she's not a real voice actor. That's what you're getting at.
I don't think she's a good voice actress. No, at all. And I think every role that she gets is always stifled by the fact that she's not a good voice actress. Mm. In my opinion.
Humbly.
Humbly, yeah.
During International Women's Day.
Humbly, I don't think she's that good of a voice actress. Because her voice is too... I don't like...
It's like what? Like what's
it giving? It's like a person trying to act like a black person.
Mm. And you're just like...
I don't like
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's not disgusting. I just don't fuck with it.
You're embarrassing.
No, because I get it. Like, if you grow up around that.
Shit, I get it.
Like if you grow up around
that.
You're
not. You're trying to be a culture. Mm-hmm. You know, during international.
Culture vulture. Crazy, you know?
Culture vultures.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of culture vultures.
Mm.
I don't got a transition. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
I've been on the Peacocks watching comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you I was finishing Two and a Half Men?
Yep.
Did that. Took a little
Did you prefer it with Charlie Sheen or Ashton Kutcher?
I just like the whole thing.
No, pick one. Who do you prefer? If you had to watch the show again, whose like seasons were funnier?
Let me give you this. When I finished watching the Charlie Sheen version,
mm-hmm.
and because I remember I told you I watched the Ashton Kutcher version first, because mm-hmm. those are the ones I never saw.
Yeah.
I didn't stop it when the Ashton Kutcher seasons came back on. So I finished watching it twice, the Ashton Kutcher version.
Yeah.
So I didn't stop because, you know, usually when you like hit a point, you're like, oh, I've already seen this.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Okay.
I jaw.
So is that?
I jaw exactly the same as if
so
I did the first
me
time.
Ashton Kutcher's is probably funnier.
Yeah, I think Ashton Kutcher's is funnier.
Because
I think.
Hard to hear first, guys. Skip Alan, all of Charlie Sheen's bullshit.
Alan's the brother, Charlie Sheen's brother in the show.
Yeah.
He kind of
got like little bald going, right?
He's not bald. We went over this.
He's not bald?
No, he's bald currently, but in the show,
he wasn't bald.
He wasn't bald.
Okay.
So I think he kind of got a little bit more comfortable being a second act.
Yeah.
Maybe with Charlie Sheen, he never felt as if he was a second, like a 1A, 1B.
So who does he play then when Ashton Kutcher's. Is he still Charlie Sheen's character's brother?
Yeah. So they read the show as like he died. And then Ashton Kutcher buys the house, and he's like, hey, you can stay here a couple of days while you get on your feet, and then he never leaves.
Oh.
But then they become really good friends, so he wants him to stay anyway, even though every single fucking episode, Ashton Kutcher's like, when are you going to leave my house? I'm like,
really?
Yeah, every episode I feel bad for him. I'm like, bro, you clearly want him there.
Yeah, and the kid is his kid, right? The kid that's in the show, the little boy, is Charlie Sheen's brother's character's son.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So he's not a little boy anymore. He's like a grown-ass adult.
In the Ashton Kutcher seasons? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even in some Charlie Sheen seasons, he's a little bit teenager. He's older. Okay. But, you know, I don't like the fact that Ashton Kutcher...
Have you been watching... Because I know you like The Walking Dead.
No, I haven't.
The new show that with Rick and Rochelle?
No, I haven't. I was actually going to pay for AMC Plus.
Just to watch it?
Today.
I haven't seen it
either. I was going to do it on Amazon, but look at me. Amazon. You fucking piece of shit. How are you charging $3.99 for ad-free Prime Video? When I logged in on my Xbox the other day, I was like, do you want to pay $3.99 for ad-free? I'm like... Don't I pay $100-something a year for Prime?
Tell them, because I do the same fucking shit. And not only did y'all motherfuckers give me ads, y'all started adding channels to my shit that I didn't do. I know who did it. I'm not going to say who did it, but someone did it. It wasn't me.
I was like, I'm paying $100-something and you want me to give you three more dollars? Because, what's $3
between to them, friends? Right?
What's $3 between corporations and everyday people?
Fuck them, bro.
And they're like, yeah, just give us $3 fuck and them, we'll bro. Take off the ads. And I was like,
don't give them $3.
I'm going to go on AMC.com
and give my money to them
and sign up directly on there. Download their specific app.
They don't give you ads, right?
And not add on the channel to my Prime, which I was happy to just add it on because it's the same price.
Yep.
It's $3.99 or $4.99, whatever it is, right?
Yep.
To add on per month.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were like, add on the $4.99 and then you want to add the $3.99? So you pay $9.99 for your fucking...
Greedy.
I was like...
Greedy ass company, bro.
I was like, no way you just asked me that.
$1 billion company asking every viewer for $3. You charge me
somewhere between $120 and $150.
Mm-hmm. And they trying to take away password sharing too because Netflix did it and made mad money about it. Imagine that. We went a whole fucking circle. We went from cable to actually having good streaming services to all the streaming services then getting greedy as hell to then right back to motherfucking cable where we pay for every fucking app and every other channel because we want to watch this but not this motherfucker don't got this and then this motherfucker got this. I'm done. Share? I'm done, bro. I'm so sick of this. We went full circle. We're just in cable again.
Fabian pays for this. I pay for
Peacock. We can't do that no more. We can't share passwords. This guy pays
for Netflix. And we all, like, a community.
No, we can't.
We're trying to
build because we all don't live in the same house. Here. We're not allowed. We're
building a community. And they're like, sorry, guys. You got to pay for your own shit.
Ridiculous.
Because we're making $1 billion a year, but we want to make... $2.5 billion a year, and this is the only way we can do it. Instead of maybe adding better shows.
Yep.
Maybe...
paying our fucking writers better?
Maybe that. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll advocate for streaming services
more. Wow. Oh, my God.
We don't really know what the solution is, but we're going to just charge you more and make you pay for your own shit instead of, trying to be a family.
Right? If you're going to charge me more, let me share my fucking password, dog.
Fucking bitch.
Why would you increase the price and then also add this dumbass rule? Fucking ridiculous.
Disney's doing it.
Disney's already done it too. Disney's already done it.
It's ridiculous. Peacock hasn't done it yet.
Hulu does it now.
Fucking Hulu, man. Can't do anything. Netflix?
Come here. Netflix started this shit, bro. Come on. I can't stand them motherfuckers, bro.
I never wish death upon anybody. I'm sorry. It's the glasses that made me feel like an absolute villain.
You know what? Netflix, come here.
Come here.
Let me talk to you. I fuck with y'all when y'all took Blockbuster out of business and made streaming service popular. Blockbuster.
Oh, Blockbuster, bro. Yeah.
Blockbuster out of business.
Yeah, I took Bubbus. Battlebus?
40? Blockbuster's out of business. I fuck with that. I fuck with the fact that y'all started streaming services and I fucked with it. It was like, how much was it when they first started? It was cheap.
It's like $6.99 or something like that.
Fuck y'all, because y'all started some shit that y'all shouldn't have started. Because y'all now greedy motherfuckers, because they kept making shows that they couldn't fucking get a new season. Yep.
They were like,
let's just keep giving everybody $1 million, $1 million, $1 million.
And they're like, fuck,
we gotta make money back? That's crazy.
How do we make our money back? Yeah, charge $22.99.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix being $22.99 is crazy. That's probably not even the price. Probably like $24.99 or something like that. But
not worth it anymore anyway.
YouTube is right there. I just click skip ad. I watch 3 episodes of Kitchen Nightmares in 1 YouTube video. Do you know why, Fabian? Because
Kitchen Nightmares is a good show.
Official Kitchen Nightmares is like 3-piece. Like, they're literally titled, the YouTube video, 3-piece Kitchen Nightmares. And it's 3 episodes back to back to back. And it was awesome.
Fantastic.
I love that. I've been watching that, like, in the car while I drive and stuff.
Have you seen The Bear?
The Bear, no.
That's a motherfucker.
I can't.
Kitchen Nightmares, but you haven't watched The Bear.
I can't watch Hulu.
What you mean you can't? Oh, nobody got it.
Password sharing.
Oh, you're right. Nobody else got it.
So I'm not watching any of these shows if I got to pay for it.
That makes sense.
You know?
Makes sense.
We should be able to have freedom of passwords. And I don't even think a VPN solves it, does it?
Yeah, VPN does solve it, but you have to pay for a VPN. I don't
fucking pay for a VPN.
Yeah. God, VPNs aren't free anymore. Even the companies who used to offer you free VPNs are like, nah, give us money.
Oh, man. But it's not sustainable. Exciting news, Fabian. Next week, March 14th, I think, Battlefront Classic comes out.
Can't wait.
That is what I'm looking forward to. I got to pre-order it because it's like $6 cheaper if you pre-order it. So, because I don't want to pay $40 for Battlefront Classic. I've already paid
a shit ton
of money for all the Battlefronts. Like, I bought it on my PlayStation. Then I changed to Xbox. I bought it on my Xbox. And then I bought it on Steam because I used to play on my computer. So, I bought it. I bought it on my PSP.
I had it on the PSP.
I bought it on my PlayStation Vita when that was a thing. So
I had it on the Vita.
I've purchased this number of games over
extended
periods of time for me. So that's the last I'm going to pay. Games, it's $33. It's like,
I can't wait for that game to come out and do the Heroes versus Villains mode.
It's going to be like 16, I think. 8 and 8 on a team.
Oh, I can't wait.
So we just need 6 more goons to come play with us.
We can't even get the 6 that we have. To play with all of with each other, bro.
Bro, you know what's so crazy about that? Not even about that specifically, but like there was like another group I made, like of like people I played like,
before
Dead
us.
Dead by Daylight, like afterwards. And then we don't even get on anymore. So it's like
none
crazy.
Of them.
Yeah, it's crazy how like it's just like
it happens
the
every
older
time.
You get.
Like, yeah, it's hard to get everybody
like,
in.
Not even like years apart. It's like maybe like 3 or 4 months apart. It's like all right, there's so much shit we got to do, so much other shit, and so, yeah, that's something I noticed. Every couple of months, something new happens. And you just got to be an adult and deal with it. You know what I've been playing?
What?
Because I wanted to buy, because I like sport games, but I don't really like buying the newer ones. But I bought, like, I think a year ago, I bought the WWE 2K one. And so I just re-downloaded that, and I made my character again. And so I've just been using my character, and I've been playing, like, the game. So that's what I've been doing because nobody wants. Could you maybe buy the battle pass for Fortnite last season?
Did you play?
We played like twice.
What a waste of money!
I told them, I was like, "You owe me $12 for that battle pass because I did not have enough V-Bucks saved up in my account to buy it and be like, oh look, I didn't even spend anything. I had to fucking put in my fucking card."
You know what you should be playing?
Expiration date.
Helldivers. Have you tried that?
I don't want to buy that. I don't want to buy games.
That game is so much fun.
I'm
that game is $40.
That's a lot of money.
No, compared to what games are today.
That's a lot of money.
Stop. That's games are like $80 now.
Yeah, but
half of that for one really good game.
Are you playing Helldivers?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I think it's fun, but I think it's fun with people.
See, that's a problem with games these days.
Yeah,
it's like I can't play it by myself.
You can, but and you will enjoy it, but I think the most fun of that game is the fact that you're with like your homies on a planet with aliens and you like get to run around and be stupid and do dumb shit, you know?
No, I mean.
And you could do that with strangers, absolutely, but I it's not as fun.
Oh, you know what game I've also been playing by myself? Borderlands 2.
Did you watch the trailer for that movie?
I think I did, but I didn't really pay attention to it. I don't really like that Kevin Hart is Roland.
I don't either.
Like, what is that?
What a bad casting choice.
If you were going to cast anybody, can you cast The Rock?
It should have been Idris Elba.
Oh, that would have been cool.
As Roland? So is Roland.
Roland was British?
Oh, no, he wasn't. He was American. He wasn't British. I think Idris Elba could do an American accent.
The thing is about him, I think he doesn't want to.
What?
You know how Andrew Lincoln does a really good like Southern accent, but he talks British? I think Idris Elba is one of those people who maybe...
But Andrew Lincoln came back as Rick.
I know. But I'm saying, Maybe Idris Elba isn't a person who wants to do the English act, the American Give
him
accent.
Give enough money, I promise you he would. Any actor, right? I don't like who they picked as Lilith. Lilith is not supposed to be a grandmother. Why Lilith is she Jamie so Lee Curtis, old? Right? No, Lilith is Kate Blanchett.
Oh. No, no, no. Yeah, that whole movie.
The girl who played
the only casting I'm happy with is Hera Jack Black.
And John really? And Thor?
Hera.
Hera. Thor's sister?
Sister with the horns?
Yeah, she's playing Lilith. Huh. Which Lilith is supposed to be 20 years old in the first Borderlands.
I like Jack Black's casting.
I do like him as Claptrap. Do like him as Claptrap.
That's the only thing I liked.
I like the girl who plays Tiny Tina.
Because she was in fucking Barbie. She was in Clone Ahsoka. Wars.
Yep. Oh, I guess, yeah, Ahsoka. Yeah, as Ahsoka. Was she was also Baby Gamora and all the Guardians.
She was Baby Gamora. Look at her. She's
getting great. Yeah, she's getting, all the bags.
Whatever your name is.
Fantastic. She's good, though. Yeah, she is. I love who they casted as Tiny Tina. I don't like that they put her in this game. Tiny Tina is a Borderlands 2 character, and she's not. Not only is she a Borderlands 2 character, mm-hmm. in Borderlands 2, she's significantly younger mm-hmm. than she is casted as in Borderlands 1, in this movie.
Which is nitpick.
Nitpick, yeah.
Nitpick. But maybe
she's also wearing the mask that she has in Borderlands 3 as an adult, which makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
But whatever.
What can you do, Fabian?
Nothing.
You know, we can't control
it. Video game movies usually don't do well.
Creative decisions.
I think the only one that did well was like Mario and Sonic. And that's because they stayed so true to the games, you know? Sonic. I love those. Yeah, I agree. Sonic. Are you going to watch this?
I am watching. You're
giving me shit to talk about. Have you talked about the Knuckles TV show?
I did not even know there was a Knuckles TV show.
Idris Elba is Knuckles. See? You could play him to be an American.
Is he?
Knuckles has an American accent.
But he's himself.
But he's a cool American. He doesn't speak with a British accent. Knuckles? Or does he?
He does. I think in the second movie, he does definitely.
He has a British accent?
I think he just sounds like Idris Elba in the second movie.
Well, he's cool. And Kid Cudi's in it. Kid Cudi's playing somebody in the Knuckles TV show.
Cool.
Which is cool because in Sonic 2, the movie, the main theme song was a Kid Cudi song. Mm-hmm. So they went to work with him again. They put him on the show.
That's good. I like when musicians.
And I think that's
going to
be in Paramount Plus. So if you don't got Paramount Plus, you can't watch it.
I don't got Paramount Plus.
Damn. I don't either.
I got it for the Super Bowl. I got a free trial.
Oh, also, did you hear that Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson? Yeah.
Yeah. Why does he look really scared in the promo video?
I'm going to let you know right now. If Mike Tyson loses this fight at any way, shape, or form, it's rigged. There is no way. I've seen him train.
Mm-hmm. He's still training.
In
like
today's
him.
Day. Yeah. And even I. Listen, give me $1 billion. I'll get in the ring with him and I'll die. But either way, I would never. That man is scary. That man is scary, bro. He would murder Jake Paul. If Jake Paul doesn't get murdered immediately in the first round, it's rigged.
So even if he like barely survives into the second round, you're like rigged. Because you think everybody, you think Vegas is going to be like first round knockout? And then
it should be. And if he doesn't, then he's not actually trying. Have you seen how hard Mike Tyson hits, bro?
Remember he beat up that guy in the plane?
Dude, Mike Tyson is so fucking scary.
Nah, he didn't beat him up. He just punched him like 4 times.
It is so, like, I was watching his pad work from like a few weeks ago. And I was like, that's scary that someone that old is hitting that quickly and that hard still.
Shit. I guess he's just always
he's
ready.
He's built different when it comes to boxing.
He's him.
Yeah.
He's him.
I really do think he's better than Ali, and that's just that's my opinion.
You know, Ali thinks that too, but he doesn't think that about himself.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he's humble, bro. He's like, nah. He's so humble.
Ali's the greatest. What do you mean?
Only time that I could be like, Tyson shouldn't have done that is the ear biting. That's gross. That's Nobody should have done that.
That's my favorite sport
moment. You should not do that
in a
fight.
That's my favorite sport moment. And then Alice in the Palace is right after that when fucking the Pacers started beating up people in the fucking crowd.
What the fuck?
They started brawling with the fans. I think that was pretty cool too. But, Fabian.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say to wrap things up?
Eat the rich. Fuck corporations. Love y'all. Bye. That's all I have. All
right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on the next episode of Idle Talk.
Thank
I don't know
you
when
joining.
That's gonna
Thank
be.
You for listening.
But we've been kind of just grinding out minis, just putting out episodes.
So if you
want to
see
minis,
clips here and there, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Do we put up YouTube reels
yes,
or
we
no?
Do.
YouTube reels, baby.
No,
Hit
we
us
put
up
the clips too. The full minis.
The full clips on YouTube. Yeah. There you go. Follow us on YouTube too.
I've got a ton of clips that I have clipped and then haven't published. so I need to do that. But the thing is, you know, I gotta.
It's make good to have content in the backlog. In the backlog, though.
Gotta make the thumbnails for it. Gotta write a description. Sometimes I forget what the fuck we even
said. ChatGPT could do out descriptions. And then I gotta
because that's lazy, baby brain.
Yeah,
that's lazy. And I'm thinking there's a filter now that's mm-hmm. like, oh, this is clearly written by AI. Do not push to algorithm.
So do that.
I guess. I mean, I feel that's what it's giving. That's okay. what it's giving, you know, behind the scenes, mm-hmm. Which is kind of like AI and AI racism. It's like, hey, I'm
have
the
you
algorithm.
Heard about
I'm
the first. Wait, have you heard about the AI racism thing that happened?
No, no. Tell
about
me.
How they kept trying to make a AI draw a picture of a white man, but no matter what they put in, it wouldn't. It was like, draw a 1980s World War II Nazi, and it'd draw a black man. It's like, that's not accurate. And they would do everything to not draw a white man. And they would like draw a white man with a family and draw like a black man with a white family. And it'd be like, what is going on? But yeah, but it's a funny story that I heard about.
The AI simulation where they were, where all the countries were in charge by AI and they ended up nuking
everybody.
And they were like, ladies and gentlemen, that's why AI cannot take over every single job. Because for some reason, the best tactical is advantage to get rid of us. Is to nuke everybody.
Get rid of the humans. We are kind of shitty in that way.
Yeah. No, are we? Or is it just the 1% that's shitty?
No, I think the human race is kind of shitty.
Damn.
I feel like if you put the human race on any planet that was abundant in resources and abundant in things, we would ruin it. I feel like us as a race, you put us anywhere, we would just try to divide it and but like, we get this half and you get the half, even if it's like whatever.
You can't have that. You didn't earn it.
Exactly. Even though there's enough resources on the planet, I promise you the human race would make it so that it's divided and then we would just kill it. Because we're just really shitty people sometimes, bro.
Shitheads.
And it's like history repeats it. If you look at our history, we're shitty, dog. Humans are shitty.
You think you're the shit?
Not even the fart.
Not even the fart. I love that song, low key. But... ladies and gentlemen, that was this week's episode of Vital Talk, and we will see you on the next one. Hopefully, without AI taking over, you never know what happens.
There's gonna be a robot sitting here taking my seat,
pretending to be me. All right, peace, love, hatred.